News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Social Democrats TD and Enterprise spokesperson Sinead Gibney has called for no further delay to alcohol warning labels despite concerns over potential US trade tariff. She joins us now. Sinead, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just before we get to the issue at hand, you spoke in a personal capacity in the Dáil last night. Can you tell the listeners the story you told?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Shane. I just simply shared my own experience, which is, I gave up alcohol 13 and a half years ago. And the reason I mentioned this, I suppose, and the harmful effects that alcohol has had within my own experience is because I do believe it's just really, there's very few families in Ireland who haven't been touched by alcohol and its harmful effects in some ways or other, if that's just the health implications, the addiction issues, the financial issues that arise. It is such an experience of so many families in Ireland. So I felt it was important to mention it because essentially what we're hearing from multiple senior government sources at the moment is that they are considering the timeline for the implementation of this law, which is a law that has already passed in light of the potential tariff impact on the drinks industry. Now, the two issues are not connected. The labelling will not require, this law does not require drinks industry or drinks manufacturers to label products for export. So they're really connecting issues which are not at all connected and really undermining this public health law, which was passed many years ago.
They are slightly connected, are they not? In that it's about cost and in a challenging market, it would be an additional cost alongside tariffs for manufacturers. I think surely that's the point they're making.
The broader issue of tariffs, obviously, we don't know even yet what exactly that's going to mean in terms of costs for exporters of industry, of drinks industry.
But specifically on the labels, that would be an extra cost.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, so at the moment, drinks manufacturers handle the picture of multiple different markets and applying different information on labels for whatever market they're importing to or exporting to, right? And what we've seen at the moment is that actually people who are importing into the Irish market from places as far away as Australia, New Zealand, elsewhere, are already complying with this law and applying the labels onto the drinks that are sold here in Ireland. So you can actually see this at the moment in supermarkets in anticipation of next May's deadline. And the legal responsibility actually lies with the vendor, with the final retailer. So actually, if people in the Irish market don't apply the labels, the retailer simply puts a sticker on top so that it's now legal to sell in the market. So really, I think that the costs that are being kind of hinted at here are negligible, and I think actually
I'll be honest, Sinead, I don't know what the costs are. I'm not going to pretend I do, but when you hear manufacturers and you hear their representatives speak, they say the costs are not negligible. They say the costs are significant,
but
and it will be an extra burden for them.
But this is the difficulty: is that this is government spokespeople essentially parroting drinks industry lines. I mean, this was debated. This labelling law was debated for thousands of days in the Dáil. And at every point, it was rejected and resisted by the drinks industry. Of course it's going to be. But yet we know from the WHO that this alcohol costs the state millions every year. 12 million, I think, is the figure they put out in terms of the justice, the health, and the social implications of the overconsumption of alcohol in our country. $12 billion rather every year. It costs the state $12 billion every year in health, justice, and lost productivity.
Yeah. No, so absolutely, we know these labels work. Yeah. Now, look again. The manufacturing, the drinks manufacturers say it will affect their sales in the US. It will add to their costs.
It is an employer here.
It is an important sector.
But it's not true, though. It won't affect their sales in the US because it doesn't. It won't interfere at all with the labels that they're producing for the US. What it does do is it tells consumers here in Ireland, clearly what the dangers are of alcohol in relation to liver disease, in relation to cancer, and in relation to pregnancy and the consumption of alcohol and what it means for those things. So it does not interfere with exports. What we're seeing here is a connection.
It adds to their cost, though. I know I'm repeating the point, but it does add to their cost base. And the world, I know you said that this had been debated at length in the Dáil. It absolutely had. The world has changed.
But I can't see how a democratically mandated piece of legislation that was agreed many, many years ago that is ready for implementation next year. I really think that there is an overemphasis multiple times now that you're placing on the costs here, when actually what businesses want is certainty. And the certainty is that as of May next year, they have to have this labelling on their products. And indeed, as I've already said, multiple producers are actually already putting the labels on their products. So to now suggest that this is going to be paused, delayed, reconsidered, reassessed, for me, it creates uncertainty, which is what businesses don't want. So I don't believe that these issues are connected. I believe they're being connected by the government in a way that is incredibly unhelpful and undermines public health measures that have been long debated, that have been democratically passed as a law, and which we all await the implementation of. So
right.
I really do think it's a problematic connection.
Sinead Gibney, Social Democrats TD Enterprise spokesperson, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Do you think these labels will be effective? Should they be stalled given the climate that's out there, given the issue around tariffs and so on? Let us know your views. 087-1400-10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.